Welcome, everybody. This is Alex and Jamie here, and we're going to discuss the Shrovetide football. Obviously, it's a mass game that is played over Shrove Tuesday and Ash Wednesday every single year in a small town in Derbyshire. It's very, very brilliant, and it's been going on all the way back since the 1500s. It's separated by two teams that are called the Uppers and the Downers. The teams are separated by the River Henry that runs through the town of Ashton. And there are no squad size limitations on the game. And the game is obviously believed to have started in the late mid-1500s. What we've seen over the past couple of years is we've seen thousands of players from each team and each side of the river go at it and go against each other. And I'm going to pass over to Jamie, who's going to discuss some of the rules.
Yeah, so there's not many rules involved in Shrovetide football, but there are a few. Mainly, there's no trespassing allowed, so you must keep the ball out of the churchyards and the cemetery. You must keep the ball out of the memorial gardens, very important. And also, you're not allowed to trespass on other people's property, so no back gardens or anything like that.
We're not going
to
say any back garden fence jumping this week.
Yeah,
no,
exactly.
None of that. Yeah.
You can't cause any intentional harm to other people. So although it's quite a, it looks from the outside just like a mass riot, you aren't actually allowed to cause harm to others intentionally. And we've seen from previous years that it's actually quite well-spirited, really.
When it gets down to it, it's over the two days. When you score two goals, that team officially wins. It kicks off every day at 1 o'clock with a different ball. That's more important later because each ball is kept as memorabilia in a little Ashdown museum. Obviously, with the kickoff at 1 o'clock, before there's a mass ceremony with both teams on each side of it. They all sing "Auld Lang Syne."
Auld Lang Syne.
That's on. And the national anthem, of course, so that we can kick off the game. As soon as the national anthem starts, you start feeling the real momentum and memorabilia there that is really the spirit of the game. If it gets to after 5 o'clock and still no one has scored a goal, yes, that's right, 4 hours in and still no one has scored, then it becomes sudden death and the first person to score will win that day, and then obviously we'll carry it on to the second day and whoever scores that wins. And then obviously if it gets to after 10:30, they'll stop for the day, and if it's 0-0 after that day, then it's 0-0 and we'll carry on throughout the next day. Obviously, it is a well-spirited thing, but who's had the upper hand, Jamie, over the past couple of years?
Well, actually, we were doing a bit of research before we did this and I found a great stat. The Downards have only won once in the last 12 years.
So is it fair to say the Uppers have the upper hand?
I mean, no pun intended.
No pun intended,
yeah,
of course.
But there were a couple of more rules that we didn't mention.
Okay, go on.
So, as well as no trespassing, no intentional harm to others, the ball can't be hidden in bags or backpacks, so you can't, you know, trick the opposition.
Well, it is a large ball. We're talking a large scale ball.
I mean, yeah, you do well to hide it, to be fair. And also, you can't transport the ball by vehicle, unfortunately.
Oh, well.
So you can't grab the ball, hop in the car, drive to the goal. Unfortunately, that isn't allowed.
For a mental image of it, we are not talking about like 5 to 10 people playing this. We're talking hundreds and hundreds of people. So even if there was transported vehicles, the vehicle would be surrounded by people and we wouldn't be able to do that anyway. So it is a very, very difficult thing. And the fact that they do it every year on Shrove Tuesday is amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. And like you said at the start, it means a lot to the people. It's a big local tradition. And I'm just looking outside now. The weather looks great for it today. Last year was absolutely lashing it down.
Yeah.
The weather looks nice and sunny today. So hopefully that will allow the crowd to be a little bit bigger and just make it that bit more of an occasion.
Absolutely. But we hope that everybody stays safe with it and everybody has a good one. And I, for one, I'm rooting for the Downers underdog victory. You know that.
I mean, it's got to be, isn't it?
It has
Everyone
to be an
loves
underdog
an
victory.
Underdog.
Absolutely. So that's me, Alex, signing off for today.
And me, Jamie.
Peace out, guys.